time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
Good morning, Gospel 106.3 WJNI. Happy Saturday to you and yours. It is time for another wonderful show. I'm talking about Berkeley Electric Power Talk, another Saturday. And this time Saturday, this is what we do. I've got my partner, my co-host, Libby Rowig, is with me this morning, manager of communications. How are you, Lib?
Doing great, Terry. Always great to be here. Thank you.
Hey, good to have you back on another Saturday, and another special guest who we're sort of having reunion shows lately. We have had folks with us that have been with us before.
Yeah. I mean, and these people know their stuff, so.
They do.
Got to bring the best.
We bring them back and sort of energy efficient, you know?
These are just our MVPs. Got to put them in the game as much as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, standing at 5'11". Just like a game, you know?
I appreciate that. That's above my height.
Okay. Well, I made you a little taller.
Yeah.
He's a little thinner. He's now 174 pounds or so.
Yeah. Plus 20.
Add a little bit more to that. Well, I said I'd make you, TV makes you
you
fatter,
make
radio
good, I tell you.
Will make you thinner.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
All muscle, though.
All muscle. Yeah. There it is. Yes. And who is that? That is Bert Walling, manager of key accounts and all things important at the co-op, I'm sure. And today, there's important stuff going on because we are celebrating Energy Action Month. The month of October in the state of South Carolina is known as Energy Action Month. And we want to talk about that. I guess we'll start with October 7th, specifically, Energy Efficiency Day.
Mm-hmm.
So the governor and his team have come up with these because you said these are state initiatives, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But, I mean, yeah. they're things that can carry you throughout the year. But Energy Efficiency Day, let's talk about that. What would that curtail? How does that play out? What are you supposed to do?
Well, during Energy Efficiency Day, they have a special hour. So these folks are, you know, they got a theme going on here.
Yes.
There's a month, and within the month, a day, and within the day, an hour. From 10:07 to 11:07, they're encouraging all South Carolinians, businesses, and individuals to just be aware of their energy consumption and to cut it back during that hour, you know, or to have conversations about how we can cut back our usage. So turn off the lights. Yeah.
That's what's some of the suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Turning off lights in your home or building, having a virtual talk about energy saving benefits. Maybe a good day to cook on a grill instead of cooking on the stove.
Sure.
That's an idea, right?
Yeah. Yeah, take a cold shower.
Well, here we go. That's Lib.
Change your thermostat.
Okay, change your thermostat. That cold shower, that's never been fun. Only maybe, not even when you leave the beach, you know, you have to rinse off. That's too cold. And you were just in the ocean, let's say. But cold showers, no. But cutting off the things that use energy for an hour to really go. It's almost like going cold turkey for an hour, speaking of cold. Just cut it all off.
Yep.
Now, I got to see what day of the week that is. Is that on a weekday? I do have my calendar. We all have calendars. Who's going to get to it first?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Okay. So there it is. Middle of the week, take a break and cut everything off for an hour. 10:07 to 11:07. Do you know what that means? Is there any rhyme to that?
October 7th.
Ah, 10 October 7th, 10:07. Okay. Then
hope it's not too hot that day.
And hopefully nobody forgets and keeps it all the way to November 7th. Like you cut it off. No, they said cut it off till 11:07.
Yeah.
No, right. Just 1 hour on that day.
Yeah.
But it's to help get you in the frame of mind. And I don't know if that's around the time of fall back and all that. Maybe not. I don't know when it is this year. Yeah, it's coming soon, I know.
The thinking behind the Energy Action Month is actually tied to the pandemic. You know, as we all are very conscious about our health, you know, conserving energy is a great way to help our planet be healthier. So, So it's really a great initiative and something that at Berkeley Electric we believe in deeply because we want our members to only use the amount of energy that they want and need to use.
Right. Not wasting. Try not to be wasteful. And that's just good in life, you know?
Well,
In every aspect.
Yeah, we just don't want them to have a bill that's higher than that they want or they can afford. So by being very energy conscious, they can use only the energy they want.
Okay. And on this particular day, October the 7th, Energy Efficiency Day, suggestions. We've given you some of those lights off and, you know, maybe cook. Hey, good day to eat outside, not in necessarily in a restaurant, just eat outdoors, you know, grill out maybe that night or what have you. But just to help see what the impact of 1 hour could be.
Yeah.
If everybody in the state did this on that one day, you could measure the results.
Sure.
Certainly through BEC, and we'll talk about some of those features that are offered up with Bert here in just a little bit. But you can hashtag, you know. Libby, are you on Twitter?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an angry place.
Oh, boy, yes. Yes.
But not on the Berkeley Electric channel.
That's right. The Twitterverse is something else. Exactly. But hashtag good things. If you're going to hashtag, how about hashtag SC Energy Hour?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can hashtag. Or you can tag on your Twitter at SC Energy Office. And Bert Walling, are you on Twitter?
I am not. I am
good for you.
Not a big social media guy.
Okay.
No Facebook.
Wow. You know. Okay, there's one of you left.
I'm
there's
just kind of like
one guy left.
I think Bert prefers more the one-on-one, eyeball-to-eyeball communication. He seems like
he's
more
a traditional,
of a people person rather than a... gadget.
I enjoy good conversation, just like
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorite programs, throwback to my childhood, was Little House on the Prairie. Mm. They were not tweeting on that program.
Not at all.
No, they were talking. They were having dinner at the table with Laura Ingraham, I think was her name.
Know.
Yeah, I just love that show.
Good stuff,
right?
Yes.
The Waltons, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the house saying goodnight to one another. And then was John Boy? Good night, John Boy, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're that guy, Bert Walling, a good traditional family man.
He's our Care Bear.
They're all right.
Yes, I've been named the Care Bear.
Bert cares deeply about his colleagues, his members, his family.
Well, you know what? That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Absolutely. And we want you to care about energy action, not only on October 7th, Energy Efficiency Day, but the entire month of October, Energy Action Month. So I guess we've sort of shared some of the things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you can do them on that day, you can do them throughout the month. But also, energy efficiency is really one of the hallmarks of Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Because the more you save, the more you don't consume energy-wise, that could come back to you in the form of actually cash or credit. Which can be flipped into like saving like cash. So, so let's talk about some of the ways that Bert and your team and the entire Berkeley team, the things that you do to help as it relates to energy efficiency and all the things that make BEC the great organization that it is. What are some of those things, Mr. Bert?
Sure. We have a very good team, as well as with Libby's team marketing. We have a very important team at the co-op that allows us to focus on membership and their high bills. So we understand the past couple months has been pretty bad with high electric bills.
Okay.
And, you know, when you get that bill in the mail, it's more of a shock to you. And... You know, you don't.
No pun intended, or maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, a shock.
Definitely no shock, but still, you know, just finding that the ability to get questions answered, we offer that. We offer that, you know, through many social media. We offer that through our apps.
Okay. And would one way be like, as you said, this is not a year that you want things out of whack, because they've already been out of whack enough.
Definitely.
But you definitely would hopefully that you could have a consistent energy bill. But let's say you had this spike. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? You could get an energy audit as a good way to fight back.
That's true.
You know, just like, hey, COVID spiked, we put a mask on. If we would only just wear a mask. But
yeah, we have.
You could do an audit.
We can do an audit. We normally do that in an in-home audit, but due to the pandemic, we just started getting back into the home. So that, I guess, since March, we have not really done any in-home due to the fact that a lot of us were not able to go into a home or we were working from home. But we would always like to talk to you over the phone, through email, and we can go over and we can find things. You know, Terry, a lot of times we see things that our member doesn't see. And for example, on many occasions, I've noticed that there's been spikes in the bill per hour. We can get hourly data
right
here on our phone, on our computer, and we can, you know, interrogate that and look at that and say, it's something's wrong with your heating and air unit. And we could tell when it cuts on, cuts off. So we are actively trying to help our membership not have those issues and try to give them a more heads up, proactive approach. Hey, something's wrong, Terry.
Right.
You need to get this checked. And it's been a wonderful program. We're able to help many, many folks from not having that $800 power bill. We caught this in time. Because, like I said, you get one bill every 30 days, you open the mail, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
There was no
approach. No warning.
There's no warning.
Yeah.
We can help you with that. So our team does that. So I think that's one of the biggest things that we do.
You know, you did such a good job of kind of getting into character on that. And you said, there's a problem, Terry. I got nervous for a little bit. Did you notice that, Libby? He was like, we have a problem, Terry.
I'm not social media, Terry. I'm all about you.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm glad it was just a sort of a play on the situation. How, you know, Terry's okay, y'all.
Terry's okay.
Yes. But an energy audit. Now, let's say somebody fell into a bad way. Or not even just that. Maybe someone wants to do some things to improve their energy and efficiency. You have programs such as the Home Advantage Loan Program that could help somebody. Maybe they just want to change put a roof on the house or change their systems out. And those are expensive systems. Those are things that come with pretty big numbers. But you have a program that could help ease the pain, if you will?
We do. We have two different programs. One's Home Advantage Loan, which is only going to address anything to do with energy efficiency. So that wouldn't be your roof or your windows.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is we offer a very low 5% interest rate over 120 months, and that would be up to $15,000.
Wow.
So normally folks that take advantage of that, they have to apply for it.
Okay.
They could do that online. But folks that normally take advantage of this are I've got a air conditioner unit. It's probably 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's really not being very efficient.
Sounds like mine.
Yep. And why don't we do this? Why don't we allow you to utilize this program, save some money over a 10-year span?
Mm-hmm.
We put, you know, that monthly payment on your electric bill.
Right.
And what we're hoping to do is to try to make that a wash.
We
save that $100 a month on your power bill from electricity standpoint, but we're giving you an improvement.
Right.
And
your payback may only be $40. So
yeah,
you don't even
be.
See the difference. You're actually on the good side.
That's right.
Yeah.
And with that program, we offer, like I said, up to $15,000. Most of our membership definitely just goes with a brand new high SEER unit.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to give them a report before, after. We show there is a definite improvement.
And wow, that's awesome.
We allow insulation and anything that can help weatherize your home. You know, on the other side of that, we do offer the Energy Advance Loan. That's through our local bank, Farmers and Merchant.
Okay.
Now, that is a higher interest rate,
mm-hmm.
higher dollar amount, and that would not go on your power bill, but we help you combine that.
Okay.
So that would be, there's your roof, there's your windows.
Right.
I want to make sure I added that.
Exactly. But once again, things that help you as an amenity, if you will, or a feature of member ownership.
That's right.
These things are offered to you, and that's good stuff. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk. Today we're talking with Bert Walling, the manager of Key Accounts, and, you know, it is Energy Action Month. Libby is all excited. I mean, she's got a special shirt on for
like
it.
Like Christmas.
Yeah. It's almost, yeah. It's, we're getting close. Man, and you know what? Everybody's ready for that this year. Everybody's ready.
Amen.
My goodness. But Energy Action Month, we talked to her earlier, if you missed it, about Energy Efficiency Day. Man, you don't miss it. Don't miss it. Energy Efficiency Day. And then some of the great things as it relates to energy efficiency, Berkeley Electric Cooperative is all about energy efficiency. So let's talk a little bit about the smart thermostat program for those folks who have never heard that before. Well, now here you go. What is a smart thermostat? Well, tell us, Bert.
So a smart thermostat, it's kind of like your smartphone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's much smarter than you.
You know, I recently had to get a new smartphone.
Oh.
And what a curve. Just, you know, I went from the 7 to the 11. And, man, it's like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I can say that about the smart thermostat. But I don't want nobody to get, you know, to worry about that. Because, truthfully, the smart thermostat is something that's going to help you save electricity. And a lot of, you know, this thing came out probably 4 or 5 years ago, and it was very expensive. And it's still about a $300 thermostat. But Berkeley has designed a program that we launched right at a year ago that has taken off. We are able to give you this $300. I mean, just give this thermostat to you.
Okay.
And everybody says, all right, Bert, there's a catch to that. And then it always is. But the catch is, we are able to help you reduce high usage during peak periods. So just a quick example.
Okay.
We give you the thermostat.
Right.
You get it put in. We do not put them in. It's very simple to put in.
Okay.
$300. There you go, Terry.
Okay.
Nice thermostat.
Yes, thank you.
Links up to that new iPhone 11.
All right.
Yep. So you're now carrying that with you wherever you go. You can adjust it. You're in the radio station. Hey, move it up. You're going home. Move it down. So it's just, you've got your thermostat in your palm of your hand.
Yes.
So how nice is that? Plus, it's free. And you know the great thing about it is, we'll give you a credit for the next 3 years at $50 each year at April. And
so not only do you give me the thermostat, now you're giving me credits.
$150, yep, $150 over 3 years. And once again,
you're so good to me, Bert.
hey, that's what we're here for.
I told you he cares about people.
He does, yes.
See there?
that's good stuff. But now that's called the Ecobee, right?
Am I saying that right? That is exactly right.
The Ecobee smart thermostat with Alexa Wi-Fi, you can enable Alexa?
You definitely, wow. Yeah, for us to give you this thermostat, you definitely have to have internet.
Okay.
So
yes.
We need to make sure when you do sign up for the program, you get the free thermostat. We do need you to apply that to the internet.
Right. I got you.
So, and yeah, now a lot of people get a little worried when they say that Alexa, I don't want Alexa in my home. You don't have to activate that.
Okay.
So make that sure that everybody is like, I don't know if I want Alexa in my home.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. I love it. I tell Alexa good morning every morning, and she tells
the FBI is listening to you.
Yes, that's right.
She speaks to you.
She speaks to you.
Okay. Right.
And I have a 1 year old, and you know I'm holding this 1 year old, rocking her at night, and I don't have any other hands. So what do I do? Mm. Hey Alexa, play nursery rhymes.
Oh.
See there?
Okay.
I'm continuing to give you all this.
Yeah. He look at you, and then.
I stand corrected. Alexa's great.
Alexa's great.
Yes. Well, the Ecobee is great. As well as a smart thermostat program. Now, I see something here called H2O Advantage.
Yeah.
So what is that exactly? I don't know if I'm familiar with that one.
So I don't know if a lot of our membership may not know this, but we offer a program that gives you the ability to get a water heater from us.
Oh, my. Okay.
So we have contractors, plumbers, and we have technicians. And we're able to do that through our program and through Energy Services. So it's a really good program. And what it does is we're able to help you with a water heater, help you. You can finance it on the bill if you need to.
Okay.
So once again, it's another one of those home advantage deals, but in a smaller scale. Helps you get the water heater, you know, safe. You know, like my parents, they don't know what kind of water heater to get.
Right.
Call Berkeley Electric. We can help them. We go through the whole process, put it in there for them. And, you know, we do put a switch on there that way we can regulate, once again,
okay,
peak load. So it's a great program. And it's just a good way of helping our membership lower costs.
And talk about an unexpected expense when those fail or, you know, it's like, okay. Woke up this morning, I got to get a water heater. Okay, yeah, that's not like getting a Happy Meal.
Yeah, that's not.
It's an unhappy meal.
That's right. It sometimes can be very troublesome.
Yes.
Because water leaks and such.
That's right, but here's another advantage, pun intended, with being a member owner at Berkeley Electric Cooperative, H2O Advantage. And then what is H2O Select? That's something else. Is that like you know, you can get a water cooler with flavored water? Is that Select?
That's,
you know,
close. I like that.
Okay.
That's an idea.
Yeah. But just to add on to the first thing, like you said, the H2O Advantage. So we're giving the water heater to you at a very good cost. You can trust us. You know, we're coming into your home. We're taking care of you. And on the other side, once you get that, sign up for a warranty program.
Okay.
How nice is that? So what if we said that we'll give you over the lifetime of the water heater, if anything happens to it, we'll come fix it.
Wow. Well,
and we'll replace it.
And that would ease the pain of what I talked about just a few minutes ago.
That's right.
When you don't have that, like I did about a year and a half ago.
And you don't have to have the H2 Advantage. You know, you don't have to buy the water heater from us. So if anybody out there is listening and says, man, I need a warranty on my water heater, we would be glad to warranty it.
Liv, here's a Terry story, water heater. You ready?
Uh-oh.
So I had to replace a water heater about a year and a half ago or so. And, you know, you have to get rid of the old one, right?
Mm.
So I had to load it up into a vehicle. So I did that by myself.
I believe it.
And
full of water.
It had water in it. Full of water. And, I think I strained some things.
Oh.
Because, I think I pulled a muscle. Because that's a...
Get a lift with your legs.
I did. Yeah. If I hadn't used my legs, I would have strained more. You know, but yeah, I mean, I got it in. I thought I was successful. And then a couple days later, then I realized what it was. But yeah. Moral of the story, do not move a water heater by yourself.
Correct.
Let Berkeley Electric do it.
There it is. See, Bert and his team, they can help you out. And get you so many advantages to being connected to Berkeley Electric Cooperative. I mean, it really is amazing. And the month of October, we are celebrating, just to recap again, October is Energy Action Month, as deemed by the state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think that's a good initiative, you know, because energy efficiency, you know, even as we talk in the election season, there are so many differing opinions on all the things with energy and the you know, even as it relates to global warming and, mm-hmm. and this, that, and the other. But trying to be a conservation minded,
mm-hmm.
this is falling in line with that. October 7th, Energy Efficiency Day, a day where we take 1 hour to really try to address energy mm-hmm. and being efficient, cutting off lights for an hour, maybe as Libby in her household, just cutting the air conditioning completely off. We're not even going to lower or raise anything. We're just going to cut it off for an hour, and we're going to open the doors. We're not even going to.
It's October. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be nice.
Exactly. No ceiling fans. Just let the breeze come in. There we go. See, Libby, she's like almost like, yes. I took her to her happy place. She's thinking about the wind blowing That's through.
Right. Yeah.
No, using no power. That's right. You probably have the lowest power bill at the cooperative.
I had Bert actually look at my house the other day. Its energy pattern.
I was very shocked. I said, wow.
Very low, huh?
So I said, you're the poster girl.
I knew it, see. Electric. I felt that about you there, Libby.
I was very impressed, Terry.
I wonder how her husband feels about those cold showers, you know.
Bless his heart.
Just not cold baths. That'd be.
Oh, no.
Now we'd have to call the authorities
Torture.
On that.
Yeah.
that's you know, getting a little too much.
Yeah, huh? Shower, you can jump in and get out, but, you know, like unless he plays in the NFL, though they get in the cold tub, not a cold bath. But lots of things going on. Energy Efficiency Day, Energy Action Month, and all these great things to help you just with your experience as a member owner of Berkeley Electric Cooperative, the Home Advantage Loan Program, the Energy Advance Loan Program. You've got Ecobee. I love to say Ecobee. That's kind of just a cool, you
That's
know,
a
Ecobee.
Cool name. Yep.
Yep. Can you spell Ecobee backwards?
Oh, got me there.
I got you. But it is spelled E-C-O-B-E-E, like a B.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it just sounds cool. Ecobee. Yep. And get yourself a smart thermostat where they will actually give it to you and then give you credits.
Pay you
$150 over 3 years. I mean, come on. That's, you don't get that anywhere else. You don't get that at the other guys. I won't say their names. They will make you pay for everything. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just telling the truth, you know. The HT2O Advantage program, which is once again something that you need to inspect at Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and the H2O Select warranty on your hot water heater. Like you said, nothing worse than that fail you. And, boy, I wouldn't want that to fail you when it's cold. That cold shower is even colder.
That's worse,
yeah. Oh, my goodness. Trust me. when we first got a new hot water heater, we had a problem. The element wasn't working.
Uh-oh.
So I went in there, and oh, yeah, oh, no. It, was, it didn't work, so we had to replace it off. And look, speaking of home warranty.
That's right. Let us.
I actually had to spend money with a brand new water heater because I did not have the warranty.
That's right.
We had to replace the whatever they call it, the burning element or whatever.
That's right.
So I spent extra money with a brand new unit.
If it weren't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any luck at all, Terry.
Man, look at there. Isn't that the truth? But, you know, see, Libby's trying to recruit me again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
hey,
you're a Berkeley Electric member.
As soon as you get the people next door to you out, I'm coming in. I'm going to be right there, neighbors.
Okay.
And, you know, we're cooking out, and, you know, you're going to probably call
Saving
over.
Energy.
Yep. Terry, yep. How's your thermostat? No, should be hanging out with my
wife.
I'll
just come over and turn it up myself.
That's right.
There it is. Well, look, everybody, October, take advantage of what's in front of you. Energy Action Month, Energy Efficiency Day, and all the features, the things that make membership at Berkeley Electric Cooperative really worth it. It really makes it worth it. So Bert Walling, manager of Key Accounts, and Libby Rowig, thank you once again for sharing all that's available. Last thing I'll say, energysaver.sc.gov is a way that you can find out information, or give them the Berkeley Electric site so they can really go in there and see what's going on.
Yeah, for information about any of our programs, berkeleyelectric.coop or co-op.
Yep.
COOP.
I like it. poop. Yeah. It's like eco poop. All these cool words at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Well, this wraps up another Saturday edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Have a great day.